Biblical wisdom on boundaries. Five types of people Scripture advises against helping. Additionally, the Bible warns us not to help other people when it can hurt them, as well as giving plenty of advice on relationships and generosity. Scripture calls for compassion toward the needy, the vulnerable, and even adversaries, but it also warns against supporting behaviors that perpetuate sin. In this post, I explain why believers shouldn't help five key categories of people in the Bible. These insights help you show wise, discerning love so your aid doesn't encourage bad behavior. 1. The willful, unrepentant sinner in the church. When believers persist in grave, unrepentant sin, they need to be kept out of fellowship by Scripture. Matthew 18 verses 15 to 17 outline a process of confrontation and, if necessary, separation, treating such a person like an outsider to the faith community. According to 1 Corinthians 5 verses 9 to 13, don't associate with Christians who commit immorality, greed, idolatry, drunkenness, or deceit, even sharing meals. To prompt shame and repentance, 2 Thessalonians 3 verses 14 to 15 focuses on noting and avoiding such people. A person's unrepentant sin can spread corruption within the church if unrepentant sin is allowed to continue by overlooking it or providing ongoing support. Instead of punishing out of spite, it's redemptive, hoping to make people aware of sin's gravity and protect the community's holiness. 2. The lazy person who refuses to work. Proverbs 6 verses 6 to 11 paints the slacker as one who invites poverty through laziness, encouraging us to observe the diligence of ants. In 2 Thessalonians 3 verses 6 to 12, Paul commands that anyone unwilling to work should not eat, modeling his own toil to avoid burdening others. 1 Thessalonians 4 verses 11 to 12 reinforces aspiring to a quiet life of self-sufficiency. Providing for someone who doesn't contribute fosters dependency and erodes their sense of purpose. This teaching stems from concerns for dignity and responsibility. Ultimately, such help hurts both the givers and the recipients. It burdens the community unnecessarily and contradicts the biblical ethic of work as a God-given calling. 3. The fool who despises wisdom and correction. Proverbs 9 verses 7 to 9 warns that correcting a mocker invites abuse, but teaching the wise yields fruit. The book of Proverbs often describes fools and scoffers as being resistant to instruction. To avoid becoming foolish oneself, Proverbs 23 verse 9 advises against speaking to a fool who spurns understanding, and Proverbs 26 verses 4 to 5 warns against engaging on their terms. There's no point in arguing with a fool, says Proverbs 29 verse 9. The wisdom here lies in recognizing futility. Investing time, energy, or resources in someone hardened against truth often proves wasteful, escalating conflict without benefit. By keeping oneself away from fruitless debates, one preserves their own peace and directs their energy toward growth-oriented people. 4. The false teacher or a divisive person. In several epistles, warnings are given against those who spread discord or false information. Titus 3 verses 10 to 11 says to reject a divisive person after one or two warnings, acknowledging that they're self-defeating. You should stay away from those causing divisions contrary to sound doctrine, according to Romans 16 verses 17 to 18. In 2 John 9 to 11, welcoming false teachers leads to their wickedness. A faith community's unity and purity should be prioritized in these directives. By refusing to take part, believers protect their flock from deception, upholding truth without sacrificing their own character. By supporting or promoting these people, you risk amplifying falsehood and fracturing relationships. 5. The habitual mocker or violent person. According to Proverbs and other texts, being close to mockers or hostile people can hurt you. According to Proverbs 22 verse 10, removing a scoffer will end quarrels, while Proverbs 29 verse 8 says the wise turn away anger from mockers. In Psalm 1 verse 1, those who avoid the wicked, sinners, or the seed of scoffers are blessed. According to 1 Corinthians 15 verse 33, bad company corrupts good morals. It emphasizes influence and self-preservation. Staying in a relationship with someone who is scornful, violent, or corrupt can ruin one's character and make things worse. It's important to distinguish between evangelistic outreach and ongoing enablement so that gospel proclamation doesn't end up endorsing destructive behaviors. Balancing boundaries with biblical compassion. These biblical categories underscore that true help aligns with God's purposes, promoting repentance, responsibility, and reconciliation. But the same scriptures mandate extravagant kindness to the poor, orphans, widows, and strangers, as shown in Luke 6 verses 30 to 36, Galatians 6 verse 10, and James 1 verse 27. In this way, misguided mercy is prevented from inadvertently supporting sin, and wisdom is encouraged instead. Prayerful discernment ensures that actions reflect both grace and truth, benefiting all involved. Prayerful discernment can be practiced by setting aside dedicated time each day to seek God's guidance through prayer and meditation on Scripture. Engaging in regular fellowship with other believers can also provide wisdom and perspective, as they may offer insights and share experiences that illuminate one's path. Additionally, keeping a journal to record thoughts and insights gained during prayer can help recognize patterns and make decisions that align with biblical principles. Until next time, courage and be blessed.